From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with a California update. More than 250 California State Senate bills lived or died in mere seconds Thursday as the Chamber's Appropriations Committee churned through items big and small. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento on the fates of several noteworthy measures.
SB 4, dealing with oil and gas and hydraulic fracking.
Listen how fast a measure given the green light by leadership moves to the Senate floor.
We have a due pass as amended per the author to clarify that
this closely watched bill would regulate fracking in California. Committee Chair Kevin DeLeon rattles off a few amendments, and then
we will substitute the roll from 683 on a party line vote.
Just like that, it's through. The same happened for several high-profile gun control measures, a statewide plastic bag ban, and the Democratic Senate leader's effort to overhaul California's landmark environmental law. About 70 of the more than 250 bills did not pass, most notably taxes on soda, tobacco, and oil drilling. In all, the committee blocked bills that would have spent a combined $3 billion from the state's general fund and raised a combined $5 billion. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California Governor Jerry Brown is joining more than 500 scientists from 40 countries in calling for action on climate change. A 20-page consensus statement signed by scientists identifies five threats to the planet that policymakers need to address. They include climate disruption, species extinction, loss of diverse ecosystems, pollution, and population growth. Speaking at NASA Ames Research Center, Governor Brown said climate change is no longer just about science, but about activism.
This is an important challenge, cause, undertaking. We're here. We're going to take whatever steps we need, but we can do it. But we got to do a lot more than what we're doing now.
He challenged scientists to be change agents. He also credited California more about